Jacob said to my father,
our gracious Father, we thank you once again for bringing us to your house this morning. We appreciate your blessings upon us in the week that ended yesterday. Your protection, your provision, your healings, your blessings, joining mercies. We thank you for the success of the wedding of yesterday. We are grateful unto you for how you took over the entire Lord ceremonies, both Friday and yesterday. Thank you, Lord, for taking those who have traveled back to their destination safely. We are grateful to you. We still leave the couple in your hand, that your grace will be with them as they start the new journey. May you watch over them. The grace they have need of to also have testimonies like they have, Lord, before them of those who have married ahead. May you give them that grace also.
Amen.
And those who are trusting and believing you and expecting such, may you grant the desires of their hearts. We thank you for bringing us here this morning and the blessings we have received already through testimonies, the Sunday school, the worship service, special numbers. We are grateful unto you for all this. May you take the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Savior divine, we further want to leave ourselves in your hand. Lord, as we go further in the service, we are in expectation of more of your blessings. We pray, Lord, that you will condition our heart, Lord, to receive from you.
Amen.
We pray, dear God, that you will anoint the mouth that speaks and anoint the ears that hear.
Amen.
Lord, anoint our heart to receive your word and give us a grace to be able to live by every iota of the same. Wherever the saints are assembled this morning, we pray your presence to be with them.
Amen.
Help your servants, Lord, and help your children also.
Amen.
Lord, your servant that left here for other places, your servant in Oro, in Kwara State, and your servants that have gone to Bakatari, may you be with them and make them channels of blessings for your people. Thank you, Eternal Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear Lord, we ask that you heal the sick and the afflicted today. Lord, both present and absent, and Lord, far and near, those who we know, those we did not know. As long as they are your children, trusting you, believing you for healing which you have paid from the cross of Calvary, may you grant unto them their healing, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, King of Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
May you baptize waiting souls for your spirit, Lord, and take the saints to higher heights. At the end of the service, both here and other places, glory, honor, and adoration will be yours.
Amen.
And the blessing will be ours, your children. Thank you, Eternal Father. We ask these petitions with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you.
Shall we rise?
Thank you.
Let's open our Bible. Matthew chapter 17.
Matthew, Oriketadilogun.
The first five verses.
Aokalatese kini si karon.
Then we read from Ephesians.
Bakano atulo karino iwe Efesu.
The first six chapters. First six verses.
Ese akoko ese mefa akoko.
Matthew 17.
Matthew, Oriketadilogun.
Verse 1 to 5.
Latese kini si kefa.
And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart. And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Peter was down, was he with Fun Jesu, Oluwa, Odara Fun Alatimagbe, Ehin, Bi Wabafe, Awapa Gometa, Sin, Okofun, Ati Okofumosi, Ati Okofun Elijah.
While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him.
Ephesians chapter
1.
Efesu ori kini.
The first six verses.
Lati ese kini si kefa.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Paul, apostle Jesus Christ, nipa ife Olorun si awon eniyan mimo ti o wa ni Efesu ati si awon onigbagbo ninu Christ Jesus.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ori ofe si yin ati alaafia lati odo Olorun baba wa ati Jesu Kristo Oluwa.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Olubuku ni Olorun ati baba Jesu Kristo Oluwa wa eni to ti fi gbogbo ibukun emi ninu awon orun bukun wa.
According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Ani gẹ́gẹ́ bí ó ti yàn wá nínú rẹ̀ ṣáájú ìpilẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ayé kí àwa kí ó lè jẹ́ mímọ́ àti aláìlábùkù níwájú rẹ̀ nínú ìfẹ́.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Ẹni tí ó ti yàn wá tẹ́lẹ̀ sí ìsọdọmọ nípa Jésù Kristì fún ara rẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìdùnnú ìfẹ́ rẹ̀.
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved.
Fún ìyìn ogorí ọ̀fẹ́ rẹ̀ èyí tí ó dàlùwá nínú àyànfẹ́ ni.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word.
Kí Olúwa fi ìbùkún sí kíkà àti gbígbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ nínú ọkàn wa. Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ ẹ jẹ́ ká jókòó.
We are still on this our sermon that we have started for some time now.
A ṣì wà lórí àkórí ìwàásù wa tí a ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ fún àkókò díẹ̀ báyìí.
Titled Spiritual Adoption.
Èyí a pe àkórí rẹ̀ ní ìsọdọmọ ti ẹ̀mí.
And last Sunday I was in Port Harcourt.
Ní ọjọ́ ọ̀sẹ̀ tó kọjá mo wà ní ìlú Port Harcourt.
And I think on Wednesday I delivered the greetings from Port Harcourt people to the church.
Ní ọjọ́rú mo jíṣẹ́ ìkíni àwọn ará ní Port Harcourt fún wa.
And also appreciated your prayers.
Bákan náà mo mọ rírì àdúrà yín fún mi.
So today we want to go a little further on this sermon spiritual adoption.
Lónìí a fẹ́ tẹ̀síwájú nínú ìwàásù ta pè ní ìsọdọmọ ti ẹ̀mí.
We started the sermon by talking on physical adoption.
A bẹ̀rẹ̀ ìwàásù náà nípa ṣíṣe àgbéyẹ̀wò ìsọdọmọ ní ti ara.
And we the prophet said that there is a remedy they have found today.
Wòlíì ní ọ̀nà àbáyọ kan wà tí a rí lónìí.
To help women who could not easily have their children.
Fún àwọn obìnrin tí ó nira láti lóyún.
You know, there are so many factors.
Oríṣiríṣi àwọn
ohun. Reproduction.
Àwọn oríṣiríṣi àwọn kan ló ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ìbímọ.
Some because of the way they are. Blood group is.
Àwọn kan wà tó yẹ pé ní ti ẹ̀dá irú ẹ̀jẹ̀ tí wọ́n ní lọ́kọ̀ àtìyàwó.
The first pregnancy.
Ìlóyún àkọ́kọ́.
When they give birth.
Tí wọ́n bá bímọ.
There's an injection they have to take immediately.
Ó ní abẹ́rẹ́ kan tó yẹ kán fún wọn ní kété tí wọ́n bá bímọ.
If they are to have other children again.
Tí wọ́n ó bá ní ọmọ mìíràn sí.
And if the first child
ti omo akobi
got truncated halfway
ti o ba ṣaisi loju ona
before it gets to maturity
ko to dagba
and the people did not know this
ti awon obi re ti won o si mo nipa nkan yi
and the hospital did not also know it
ati ile iwosan tan ti bimo tawon no mo.
It will take a miracle for the woman to ever have a child again.
Yóò gba iṣẹ́ ìyanu fún obìnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ láti lóyún mi láti lè bímọ mi.
And so on and so forth.
Àti àwọn nǹkan míì bẹ́ẹ̀.
But there are some people the prophet said that when they get married they have anxiety.
Àwọn kan wà tí wòlíì sọ pé nígbà tán bá gbéyàwó.
Of fear.
Àìbalẹ̀ ara ó máa ń wà lára wọn.
How would they have a child?
Ara wọn ò ní lélẹ̀ wọ́n máa rò bóun ó ṣe lọ́mọ bóun ó ṣe lọ́mọ.
The prophet said when this happens.
Wòlíì ni tẹ́lẹ̀ bá ṣẹlẹ̀.
It drives the possibility of having children it drives fire.
Irú ẹ̀rù bẹ́ẹ̀ ó máa ń lé àwọn èròjà tí ó mú kí àti lóyún wá yóò lè jìnà sí wọn.
And that is why the medical people discovered the issue of physical adoption of a child.
Lẹ́yìn eléyìí ni àwọn akọ́ṣẹ́mọṣẹ́ o ni wọ́n ṣèwádìí tí wọ́n rí wípé tí irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ bá gba ọmọ tọ́.
For the woman to get acquainted for her body to adjust.
Kí ara rẹ̀ lè rò pọ̀ mọ́ ara ọmọ tuntun.
And thereafter she will have her own child.
Lẹ́yìn àkókò díẹ̀ yóò ṣeéṣe fún un láti lè ní ọmọ tuntun.
And the prophet said it has been proven.
Wòlíì ni a ti fìdí eléyìí múlẹ̀.
90%.
Pé ìdá mẹ́sàn-án nínú mẹ́wàá.
That he do lead to success.
Pe o ma ni aseyori ti won ba se be.
And we also saw where it was practicalized in Abraham Tabernacle.
Bakona ni ago Abraham Tabernacle ari arigbamu awokose re.
The very blood brother of Brother Abraham.
Arakunrin Brother Abraham funra re.
Adopted a child.
O gba omo kan to.
And the prophet dedicated the child.
Woli wa gbe o ya omo na si mimo.
And that's the practical now after the theory.
Eleyi ni eyi ti a le foju ri leyin to ti so ninu iwasu.
Yes. And that's in this, in the very sermon the prophet preached as spiritual adoption.
O te wa je ninu iwasu ti a gbe yewo ti woli pe ni isodomo ti emi.
Right. So then we, after we have done with the physical, we come to the spiritual side. And we started by bringing it from the prophet that before someone can be given birth to spiritually, the person must have been in the foreknowledge of God and must have been elected unto salvation, predestinated, and then that is when the person can be born again. And it is the one that is born again that can go on to adoption. I will read some few quotes from where the prophet was explaining some scriptures, like 1 Peter 1, verse 19 and 20, Revelation 17:8, and Revelation 13:8.
Yeah.
Then after that, we come to talk of hybrid. And the prophet said that the only animal in the world, well, as at the time of the prophet, now they have gotten more of it. He called it a mule. And
he
said God did not create one. It was a mixture between two animals, a horse and a donkey. And the prophet said that animal, when it is bred out, put male and female of it together, they can never reproduce. So every time they needed another male, they have to still breed throughout life journey. A male cannot reproduce a male. It is constantly hybriding. And the prophet gave us the characteristics of that animal. He called it the lowest of all things. Is illegitimate. He said, is the hard-headedest thing you can never find in the world. He said, you can never trust him. He spoke of the physical meal like that and brought it to the spiritual. And he said that is the way a lot of people are in church. Who don't know their papa and their mama? Just like a mule. A mule does not know whether it belongs to donkey family,
oya ebi ti ese ketekete ni o,
or that of the horse.
Abi ebi ti esin.
So if they are gathering the horse family, a mule cannot identify himself there. If they are gathering that of the donkey, it cannot be there. So it's just there alone as a creature that have no foundation, that has no destination.
It
just exists. May the Lord be merciful. And God did not design that to be in Christianity. Every mortal that comes to this earth, they are giving birth to by the union of the father and the mother. And the scripture said that we are conceived in iniquity and we are born in sin. And we come to this world speaking lies. And there is nobody that is exempted from this. That is why one person cannot help another one. All of us are in the same court. All of us have to look up to God for his mercy.
You
know, the first hybrid that ever came to this world was Cain.
Only Kaini.
Cain didn't know his father.
Kaini o mo baba re.
He found himself in a family that he did not resemble. He didn't resemble the characteristics of his father. And he was the first person with effrontery to ask question from God. Am I my brother's keeper? He was the first murderer. He was the first one that had envy and jealousy. He was the first person to offer unto God an unacceptable sacrifice. That is the first hybrid we have in this world. Because by the time he was growing up, if he has brought cutlass, or if to say Abel has said that, you know you are a bastard, he
would
have taken cutlass and asked the father, I mean the mother, who is my father? And as at this time, there is nobody that the mother can point to. Because the mother know that the father in his presence, in her presence,
come
to his snake. So will he tell Cain, you see that thing that is crawling, that is your father? Before the word will come and finish from her mouth, he will remove the head. That is the first hybrid in this world.
He
was a terrible being. No, the reason why the prophet used hard words to describe hybridization,
he's
preaching to an audience. He's preaching to the entire generation. And he does not want any sincere-hearted person who loves God and want to serve God sincerely and honestly to find himself or herself in the court of hybridization. So the words the prophet used to describe it, they were hard words. So sometimes when some hard words are used, it's not to be mean. It's because the Holy Spirit wants something driven home very hard. Until God's own children will be able to see it and jack themselves out of such
group.
And the prophet told us that the reason why we come to church is to check out with our soul salvation. Not to show new clothes. Not to greet people. Those ones are by the way. When you come to church, people will not close their eyes. Somebody, if you wear a good dress, somebody can admire it. There is no sin in that. It's normal with human beings. If you feel like singing, you have good voice. You can sing to the glory of God. You can give testimony. You can do all these things. But the very reason why we come to church is to check out with our soul salvation, to see where we have reached our standing with God. And the prophet said, every time he stands before the congregation, he wants to preach with all his heart, knowing that that may be the last opportunity that he will have of speaking to mortals. And also, we that sit to listen to God's word, we must also take it that serious, knowing that that service may be the last that will have the privilege of sitting down to hear from our Maker. That is why we come to check up with our soul salvation. Yes, I like that word. Ipele today,
Ipele,
the stage,
Ipele,
that you are in Christianity.
See,
like, let me give this as an example. There are three stages in marriage.
Courtship,
engagement, or a change of vows, and marriage blessing. Like we had yesterday, that was marriage blessing. Those couples, they were no more in this stage of courtship. They cannot from courtship come to the altar that they want to be blessed. That doesn't work. But they have first of all exchanged vows. They have examined themselves. Brother Ebenezer, I've looked very closely at Sister
Deborah
and consider the pros and the cons and finally decided maybe watch her under weakness and under strength and finally make up his mind that with all I have seen I will go in. And Sister Deborah too,
Deborah,
she had the privilege to look at the brother very well and decided finally, I will say yes. And she said yes. That's why they came here yesterday to come and make it public to the people as what we call marriage blessing. Alright. So also in Christianity, being that all mortals are sinners from their mother's womb, then a time comes when we begin to hear God's word. There are people here that are not here yet to listen to God's word. I'm not talking of grown up yet. I'm talking of the little children. If they are hearing, they are just hearing. Yes, they are just hearing. But they can't act on it. And the prophet in his own explanation, he still put that group between age 0 and 11 years.
Woli o fi iru egbe awon omo kekeke be si latomo odun kan si odun mokanla.
As age of innocence.
Egege bi odun aimokan mokan.
The days of ignorance, as the Bible says.
Awon ojo aimokan mokan bi Bible ti wi.
And he said God wink at it.
O ni Olorun gboju kuro foju fo
wa. Yes. Whatever they do at that time, God overlook it.
But
according to the prophet, when you get to that age of 12, then the voice will be sounding clearer to you. You are beginning to know good and evil. So the bad things you do from that time forward, you are doing it out of your own volition. It's a decision. You know that God hates this thing, but for whatsoever reason, say for now, that is what I will see. Do. Of course, so many have things that they use to comfort themselves. I am still young. After all, these ones that are preaching, they are already getting old. That's why they are preaching like that. When they were young like myself, they too were enjoying life. For your information, some of us never have the privilege to hear what we are hearing when we were young. And I came to the message at the age of 19. Yes. And from that time, I did not decisively to do anything wrong again. If anything which there were things, it happened because of the weakness of the flesh. And none of them was I ever happy about. On none occasion did I ever rejoice in iniquity. Each time I transgressed his commandment, after I knew the truth, I have sorrow inside. So when you reach that age, the prophet said a record is open for you. But before that time,
you
see, your record does not play out loud. But by the time you hit 12, he said he start playing loud and start recording things that you have to answer for. The prophet said, in his own time, he said when he got to the age of 12, he said it was a devil that sat on his shoulder that was telling him, wait a little longer. Wait a little longer. And that same devil, when he got to the age of 21, that he now wanted to accept it, that same devil came back again and told him, you have waited too long. Now, this is the devil for you. The very one that is telling you to wait more is the very one that will come back and tell you, you have waited too much. When he asks you to wait, how many years did he say you should wait? He is the accuser of the brethren. Amen.
Amen.
So, all of us that are here, grown up adults, we believe that we were in God's thoughts, that He foreknew us according to the scriptures, that God spoke to Jeremiah that before you were formed in your mother's womb. In other words, before your father and your mother had a fear together, when you were not existent anywhere, not even as a liquid, That is when I knew you. And I ordained you as a prophet unto the nations. Not just as a man growing up. God have already known him and ordained him that when he comes to this life, he's going to be a prophet unto the nations. And that gives us an idea of how God foreknew all his children and know all that they will become in this life. So that gives us realization that all that you need to do is to seek God. When you seek God and you take your position as a child of God, whatever you become after that one, it is God's business. If you are going to be a prophet, there will be something inside of you, even before you are saved, that will be automatically operating inside of you, making you to see things that others cannot see, to hear things that others cannot hear. And when you say it out, they will come to pass on the door. Amen.
Amen.
So we, from foreknowledge, election, predestination, then we come to birth. And that birth is what we'll be talking about. And no. One of the quotes we read in the beginning of it, in the message adoption part
3,
I just make this reference. Paragraph 75, the prophet said, I'm going to rub this really hard. I don't mean to be rude. Please. I don't mean to be rude. Yes. I don't. Please, don't relate. See. Don't relate things that I am mean. I don't want to be. He said, but what worries me is to take people and preach to them this God-sent truth. And they will turn right back around and just keep on doing the same thing. In other words, what you are correcting them from, what you are telling them this is wrong, they will just continue to do it like that and say they got the Holy Ghost.
Said,
that just nearly ruins you.
The
prophet said he's going to rub it real hard. So don't think it is the fivefold that is making rubbing things or saying things hard now. The messenger in rubbing some things hard. The reason he's doing it, I repeat, is for the children of God. God's sons and daughters, they don't care how hard it costs. As long as it is God's word, they are not offended. If it is not the man's personal opinion, if it is the direct word of the Almighty God, it does not offend a seed of gold. Because they know that it is for their good. The prophet of the hour is looking beyond what we can see. He is seeing devils sitting on people's shoulders. And he knows that fanning cannot get rid of him there. It has to be the pure word of God that casts out evil spirits to drive him from that place. Amen.
Amen.
And we went through We try to talk about natural man,
natural
woman. As you went through that portion of the message Paradox that was preached in Chicago
in
1963. From paragraph 15 we read to 31 or 32.
Yeah.
And brought out the case of that boy. It is one single case that you can read that thing over and over. It will make you to know that a human being born of papa and mama is completely helpless. Not just that they are helpless, but it depends on the kind of lineage they are coming from. That will determine what they will go through. Some are born. They find themselves with hot anger. And any small thing, they have scattered everywhere. And when the situation calmed down, they themselves, they regret. They wish that they don't have such an anger. What are we going to do with such a person? What can we do for such a person? We have some people. Remember when we talk of anger? I think one is yet to see the type that Brother Bram himself had.
He
said, if not for God, he would have been a murderer. He wanted to kill a policeman, Mr.
Scott,
for poisoning his dog. When he was burying the dog, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, heart to heart, he made a promise to the dog, the man that poisoned you, I will get him for you, he will come and meet you soon. And he grabbed the gun and he was going. But the father, because you know, anger is something you can't control. When he was fuming, the father knew that this boy is in Nigeria. And you know, he was uttering some things out. And the father knew that this boy is on a mission that will cause catastrophe. So when he saw him grab gun, the father jacked him from his hand. When the father jacked from his hand, he devised another way. He said, what I will do, being that the man is a policeman, one of these days, when he's on duty, passing traffic, I will pretend as if my vehicle has problems. I will go and hit him while he's on duty. He said he meant it. But somehow, before he had that opportunity, because he is a messenger of the age, and God does not want something on his record, he met Christ. When he met Christ, he was the very one that led Mr. Scott back to Christ. While he was in school, and some boys look at him. You know this Kentucky squad. Are you the one that's supposed to be packing the book of that girl? In other words, he was moving close to a girl that is pretty in school, and they believe that is not somebody like you. Where we are. And they decided to handle him. And they went to go and meet him, ambush him. About four or five of them, they ambush him. Then they just came out and grabbed him. The prophet said that one of them held his hand at the back. He said they were pounding stone on my face. They beat him. until he was almost fainting.
To je ko fe daku.
And he began to plead.
O wa be won.
Please, once you release me, I'm going straight home. I won't fight with any of you. Finally, they left him. Then he went home. When he went to the
distance
home, he went to get his rifle. Loaded. About 16 bullets. Then he was hunting for them. He listened to them, they were still talking.
But he
said, that boy will know where he is tonight.
He
will know where he is tonight.
So,
the man just come out of the
house.
And they saw him with his gun. And the story changed. They begin to shiver. Billy, please. Please, Billy. Because as at that time, there is no forgiveness in the record of William Arrow
Branson.
You do it, you get it. He just told them, you don't worry yourself. Just the person that don't want to see his friend die. You be in front. So that you'll be the first one to go. Nobody wants to stay in front. But they were just shivering and quivering. And he started to snap the gun. He cock it, grab. He pull it. The thing sounded pop. The bullet fell down. Say, what is wrong with this? He fired. Pop. At this kind of a time, he said, pop. When those people saw that bullet firing, they said, this is time of grace. One by one, they took, in fact, their heel will be touching the back of their head. When they went finished, he picked the bullets. What is wrong with this gun? He put inside, he snapped it, he fired. Then he started to weep. That is one of the characteristics of real anger. When the vessel that the anger spirit inhabited is not able to ask out what he wanted, it makes the person to weep. But the prophet said, finally, something happened to him. When that something happened, he said, now you can put me on the ground and drag me around the town. He said, I will only pray for you. So what we are trying to look at is that what is this thing that can happen to somebody that was born from Papa Sina, Mama Sina, the father is a drunkard, the mother is no better, the father used to fight with cutlass, he wounded people almost to death until he was declared wanted by the sheriff. Yes.
Okay.
He ran away
from
home.
He
couldn't even directly write a letter to his wife and put his name there. He has told the wife, if you see a letter like this, I'm the one that wrote it. Even the letter will be coded here and there.
Koda, akole letter na ko ni ye ni nitara.
Because he was wanted.
Nitori eni awa ni
odara. That is where Billy Branham came out.
Ibi ti ati bi Billy Branham lele.
He said they don't go to church.
Oni won lo sile josin.
No religion in their
home. O si esin won ni esin.
It's not. It's a home that doesn't have family altar.
See,
if Bible is in that house, they just wake up in the morning like wood, like animal, eat, walk up and down the day, in the evening go back to bed and lie down like that. They don't know which one is night or day. But God, who is rich in mercy, he visited him one day and gave us a different story. So from the life of the prophet and testimonies other that he has put in the scripture, in the sermons, we can see that the Holy Spirit is real. Not only that, after we have also look at it, read it, listen to it, many of us also contacted that same God, that this nature of ours, I have my own, that are not worthy of praises. Many of us had that are not worthy of praises, and we have to present it to God that we cannot continue life like this, because we know that if we do, we are hell-bound creatures. That same God who has said that if one person come to him on one basis and God answer his request, if another person come to him on the same basis, he said God is duty bound to give that person the same blessing he gave to the first one. And we have talked along this line. We spoke about the foundation. We spoke about repentance. That is the foundation of Christianity. And let me just proceed now from paragraph 64 of you must be born again.
Mary Lini Gotao. Iwasu.
Paragraph 64 of you must be born again.
Iwasu Gudo dia to be a papa bolo Mary Lini Ogota.
Amen. The prophet said, now,
bayi,
to approach this bar,
lati to ese yiwa,
to approach this bar,
lati to ibi yiwa,
ibi, that is new bar he's talking about.
Ibi tuto yi.
There is an approach to it.
Ito second wa o.
And to approach this birth, you have to go through a process.
Oni lati lo ninu awon itonikan.
Listen to the process. The process is simple. If we don't complicate it for ourselves, just like anything that lives, anything that lives again has got to die first. And you cannot keep your same spirit. You cannot keep your same habits. You cannot keep your same thoughts. You got to die. When somebody admits, because that's why we first of all spoke about hybrid, about horse and donkey in the seventh church age book, the prophet told us how a sinner is likened to an ass who can be redeemed. And he gave us direct scripture that said that every firstling of an ass to be redeemed. Yes, and every child of God, they are likened to that firstling of an ass. It is an instruction from God that they should be redeemed. Now the prophet said,
Woli so bayi,
whatever has to live, we die first.
Yo koko ku.
He said, you can't keep your same spirit that you have as a sinner. The spirit that loves to drink, that loves to smoke, that you lost, that has anger, that has madness, that has hatred, that is proud, that is worldly minded. You can't keep that same spirit. And he said you cannot keep the same habits, ungodly habits that God hates. You can't keep it. If you are not convinced that those things are bad, you will never receive the Holy Ghost. First of all, before anybody can receive the Holy Ghost, you have to look at yourself. Why are you asking for the Holy Ghost? What is in your life that needed a touch of God? What is manifesting inside of you that make you to know that you need a new batch? Those things, they are brought to you by God's word. When you hear the preaching of God's word, and he condemn this, and he condemn this, and he condemn that, and he condemn this one, and those things are in your life, and you don't want them, that is why you are asking for a new
birth.
And those things that God's word is condemning, they are things that you inherited from your parents. Either your direct parents, or your grandparents, or your great-grandparents, or your great-great-grandparents, they come from the land. And remember, the Bible said the generations, they be weaker and wiser, and they be more wicked. When this and this, like the one we read in that sermon paradox. When this and this, husband and wife, that are terrible to begin with, when they match together and they produce this, then this that they produce, he has a combination of evil spirit from papa and mama. Are you following me? Now the next generation, it is these two combined on one side and another two evil combined on the other side, and then these two sides come together. Now they now become more wicked in the next to be produced.
Well,
sorry that I learned this one as falling down. Come, I want to put it on this chair. Yes. I know how. I thought I would not need it, but this analysis, I want it to be clear. Are you with me? This person with this person, they produce that ball in that sermon that become very terrible. That the prophet said he should never marry a woman until he's born again. Remember, as we have these two here, we also have other two somewhere else, full of demons also. They said they will also produce one. Now, this one and this one too, now, they are now also going to marry. This one and this one, they will also marry and also produce another one.
This demon has multiplied. Are you following me? That is how the thing continue. That is why today, the generation, everything is completely deluded.
Lónìí, a ní ìran àwọn ọmọ tí ó mọ tí wọ́n burú.
Wicked set of children.
Tí wọ́n burú púpọ̀ ní ìwà.
People that doesn't know God.
Àwọn tí ó mọ Ọlọ́run.
And they are not interested in God.
Tí wọ́n sì fẹ́ mọ kíni jẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
And we are back to Genesis.
A sì padà sí Genesis báyìí.
When your God said, see, that the imagination of the heart of the people is continually wicked. If there is any age that there is need for new birth, is today. It's very terrible. It's not the fault of the people that we see that manifest different things. It's not their fault. Just like we. It's not also the fault of our parents. It's not the fault of anybody. It is the fault of the devil. This is what Adam handed over. By the offense of one,
lati pase asise enikan,
many majority,
pupo ogoro,
they were condemned
ni adalebi.
And then by the obedience of somebody now, which is Christ, that is where coming righteousness now to righting the wrong of mortals. Amen.
Amen.
So when you see, did you people see this one? Did you see it? God bless you. So I don't need to repeat the same thing here. So the prophet is saying that you cannot keep the same spirit. You cannot keep the same habits. You cannot keep the same thoughts. The spirit, the habits, the thoughts, he said, you got to die. So when the prophet is saying that you got to die, it is death of that spirit. Death to those habits. Death to those thoughts. Every mortal, they always think that they are right in their own eyes. Is that the scripture?
Yes, sorry.
Every man is always right in his own eyes. But the way of man, according to Isaiah 55, he said, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Hello,
Temi. Yes, they are different. God has his thoughts. God has his way. He has his nature. He has his habit. He has the way he does it. And that is the only way that he approves. That is the only way that he accepts.
He
is the owner of the kingdom. That is the only person that will come to that one. You hear the pastor used to repeat this quotation of the prophet, that God will make all of us to come to his own character. It is the quote of the prophet. God has a character. God has a spirit. God has a habit. God has a nature. That is where he wants everybody that are his own children to come to. Why is all this preaching? All this preaching that we are preaching every day, that we sweat, that we jump, that we do everything, we are grinding in this into our heart. to know that God has his own standard. He will not come to our standard. He wants everybody to come to his own standard. Irrespective of what somebody there approved, where somebody here approved, is their business. God approved only one thing, that is his word.
Amen.
Let me repeat this. There is something in you that make you to know that you need the Holy Ghost. When you get to a spot that there is no more condemnation at all in your life, but rather assurance passing from death to life, that you can say that the prince of this world cometh and he has no part in me, that you can tell your neighbors, you can tell your friends, you can tell cultured people, you can tell them in your office and say, which of you can convince me of sin? I see your money. I grab your daughter. I touch your wife. Did I tell you lie? When Jehovah work on you, beyond what you can say and what you cannot even say physically, there are things that happen in the heart. And the Bible records to as the action already. We all know that, isn't it? Don't we all know that? If you lost, you have committed the act. If you are annoyed with somebody without a cause, and just develop anger towards the person, you just don't want to see the person, you are a potential murderer. And so on and so forth. But if those things are there, it is a spirit. There will be a witness in your heart. Whether it is mentioned or it is not mentioned, there will still be condemnation. Amen.
Amen.
Is this sounding enough?
Ese ohun yi jade to.
It's not how many paragraphs or how many pages we cover. This paragraph alone is enough for service. When the message get home, yes, then that is what God wants. It's not what I cover. No, it is what God achieved. Amen.
Amen.
Let me give an example. Up to now, some sisters, they still believe that when you wear your dress, one can still open it. Either you open it this side, or you open it like this, or you open it in front. There is nothing is really bad about that one. Even if the brothers, they said they are not lost, see why don't they remove their eyes from that one? We remove our eyes, but God didn't remove his eyes. Before we remove our eyes, we have first of all seen it. We saw it that it is bad. Before we now remove our eyes, God see it, he didn't remove his eyes. And it's on his record. Women.
Eyin obirin.
You know, sometimes they are crazy with their designs.
Ìdátadá wọn, ó máa ń jẹ wọn lógún púpọ̀.
I'm trying to see whether what is, that's what I really mean.
Ìdátadá wọn, ó máa ń gbé gẹ̀gẹ̀gẹ̀.
Their design, not the design of their body now, the designs they used to have of their dresses. They are crazy with it.
What?
You will see designs with some clothes that will reach the ground and be dragging almost like that of the bride of yesterday. But the front part of it will be designed like this, that you almost be seeing the pants from the front. They say it is a design. That design came from the bottomless pit. The one that designed it, the tailor that saw it, they are all sinners.
Election in one. Election in
one. The person that wear it,
and it was in war,
is an angel of ungodliness.
Oje ojise aishododo.
That's an example.
Apere kan ni.
The prophet said,
"Will you weep?
Why does a Christian girl?
Only a sheti omo bring.
What is a girl that wants to show her underneath
skirt?
Today is not even the underneath skirt they want to show.
Ki se awotele na fe fi han.
They want to show what is beneath the underneath skirt.
Ti ohun to wa labe awotele han.
The chest,
aya.
They will leave it empty.
Oh, jako wa lofo.
The back empty.
Enyi, o wa lofo ni hoho.
And the rest of it.
Ati gugu rebe.
Look, when you go to mortuary,
teba lo si
boji. You will see women that are stark naked, that they remove everything.
Ti wo to wa ni hoho be.
Young girls are there.
Awon odobirin wa nbe.
Middle age are there.
To wa ni ipele.
Very old people are there.
Awon agbalagba na wa nbe.
It is flesh that is stinking.
Eran ara to run ni won.
This one that is the decorator you are carrying about, there is the mind of God concerning it, of how you are to protect it, of how you are to cover it. If you are not satisfied with what God said about it, you are still in your own spirit, you are still in your own habit, you are still in your own thoughts, and still in your nature. When you are in that condition, you can receive the Holy Ghost to make it worse. When you say that with all this that you have now received the Holy Ghost, you have been deceived. You have been deceived. We don't bother about sinners on the street that were stark naked. They can do that. Even the clothes we wear, there is, especially the, there are some ages of people.
Papa, egbe,
if them people like Mama Akisaya, all these old old women,
mama,
if they even wear sit and nobody knows her, there's nobody is interested, nobody look anything. Yes, nothing to advertise. The age for that has gone. There is an age bracket that Satan is targeting. What Satan is trying to do is to make many men to go to hell through looking at the female form and flesh. Not just the flesh, but the form. That is the direct statement of the prophet. The female form. The way Satan designed the body cursively to make it to be attractive to to make flesh that is unconverted. Yes. To have desires in their heart. Ungodly desires. So that their name can enter into the name of adulterers and fornicators before God. That has been said times without number. But majority
just
of deaf ears or it. What shall we say to this thing? If you want to talk about our issue, they want us to give them the measurement of when it becomes
high.
Forward your question to William and Abraham.
You
know, women can ask questions. Do you know what they see as
Abraham?
They ask him
whether
a woman can shave the ear of her arms. Abraham say, am I reading things? Am I seeing things? The prophet said he has once longer when he was younger. Don't ask me foolish questions. Whether it is right to smoke, is it right to drink? Some people will be telling you that there is nothing that says that don't smoke in the scripture.
Say
there is nothing. Even in the message circle now, we have people that believe in drinking. Yes. They said the scripture they can find is to drink moderately. Let me tell you something. Only one person in a generation is given the authority to interpret the Bible. And out of the seven messengers, Brother Paul was a prophet. William Abraham was a prophet. And he's a prophet. Now, he's the one that gave us the current interpretation of the scriptures for our day. Now, this man was visited physically by the angel of God from God's presence. And he was told, don't drink. Don't smoke. Don't defy yourself with women. If smoking was approved by God, why would God be telling him not to smoke? If drinking was approved by God, why would God be telling him not to drink? How many people see the world begun have the privilege of seeing an heavenly angel face to face in their presence? How many people? Then somebody want to be asking questions. Ask you yourself, you know the answer. The answer to your question is with you. You know the answer. So that answer that you know, go and follow it. Every road leads to a destination. You got to die. You will die to your thoughts. You will die to your habits. You will die to your spirit. You may now ask me this question. How do I die? It's a question. It's a worthy question. That if I'm seated with somebody preaching like that, I want him to go further and tell us precisely how do I die. That's the problem we have with those women and things in the morning that we used to say, accept Jesus Christ into your life. How do you accept Jesus Christ? Is it by just saying, okay, I accept Jesus Christ into my life? Is that how? The answer is no.
You down.
Now the prophet is talking here. That same prophet. He has the answer.
Only down now for a while.
Amen.
Amen.
How the people sleeping have woken up now. I think most of the eyes are open. That's fine. That's fine. Let me read a little from here. Then I will go and read. Yeah, I will go and there is that answer to the, okay, yeah, it's not far from here. That's great. Just two small paragraph after this. Then we close.
I
will not rush the sermon. Like I've been saying, anytime the pastor comes, I will take alternative service and continue it until I finish the sermon. Spiritual adoption. You got to die. You've got to die like he died. You've got to die on his altar like Abel did with his lamb. You got to die with your lamb. You got to die. Remember, we will still talk about that, how to die, before we close.
But
I just want to fast the reading now. So open your ear very well. Die to your own thinking. To be born of his thinking. You have heard it said that you need to change your thinking. Of course, it's a statement the prophet also made. But if you don't go further, other things, you just hold that one, change your thinking. The people that are shouting, change your, have they been able to change their thinking? There is no mortal that has control of his thoughts. No mortal. That has control of his thoughts. No mortal can control his thoughts. The prophet said that thoughts are like birds. Thoughts. They are like birds. That fly. According to science I learned, that about 10,000 thoughts pass through the heart of man in a day.
Each
time you look, a thought pass your mind.
And
that is flying. But the prophet said, a bird can fly over the farm of a farmer. He said, but for it to roost, if you are standing as I can drop something on your head. I tell you. Yes, even if you are a president, you can drop it there. To roost, the farmer can refuse. So the prophet said, the thoughts that come to our heart, until we accept them, say it's not yet our own thoughts. If it is a bad thought coming, you can send it back. Do you think that Satan come incarnated in person to Jesus Christ in Matthew 4 for his temptation? No. And then Jesus Christ will be following him. He said, okay, let us go to the temple. Let's go to the temple. Then let us also now climb the mountain. No. It was in thought form. And Jesus Christ was sending him back.
Yes, see, back
this same devil come to William and
Abraham.
And he told us the things he was telling him. And he told us how he replied. That is him rejecting that thought. When you don't reject it, you accept it. Now the prophet said, Let the mind that was in Christ be in you.
Yẹ kí ọkàn náà, èrò náà tó wà nínú Kristi, kó wà nínú rẹ̀.
You got to think his thoughts.
O gbúdọ̀ ro èrò rẹ̀.
And now, brother, sister,
arákùnrin àti arábìnrin,
let me say this as intelligent as I know how to say it.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n sọ eléyìí lọ́nà tó bá ọpọlọ mu tí mo mọ̀ tí mo lè ṣe sọ.
How can you think his thoughts?
Bó ló ṣe lè ro èrò rẹ̀?
And deny his word.
Kó o sì wá máa sẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
And yet claim you are born again.
Síbẹ̀ kó o máa jẹ́wọ́ pé o ti di àtúnbí.
Just ask yourself that question.
Ìwọ náà bi ara rẹ ní ìbéèrè yìí.
How can you do it?
Bó lo ṣe lè ṣe?
You can't.
O lè ṣe.
If you are born again,
tàbá tú ọ bí,
you got his thoughts.
Nígbà náà lo ní èrò rẹ̀.
If the mind of Christ is in you,
tí ọkàn náà
then you are a new creature.
Nígbà náà ti di ẹ̀dá
tuntun. The Bible teaches that.
Bíbélì kọ wa lélẹ̀.
If any brother would like to, well,
ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá fẹ́,
you find that creature.
Torí ẹ̀dá kan
náà. Look that word creature up in the lexicon.
Ìwọ wo ohun tá a pè ní ẹ̀dá nínú ìtumọ̀
lexicon. You will find out that the word creature there is interpreted or translated a new creation.
Ó túmọ̀ sí ẹ̀dá tuntun.
Because you are a one creation, a human being born in sexual desire here on earth, and now you are a new creation born by the Spirit. Your own thoughts are dead. You are so dead until they are so dead until they are like crystal, the brass serpent.
O ti kú tó bẹ́ẹ̀ tó kàn dàbí ejò idẹ.
Or like he died when the heavens and earth and everything witnessed he was dead.
Àbí nígbà tí o kú bí òun náà nígbà tó kú tí ọ̀run àti ayé
jẹ́rìí
pé o ti kú o.
Rather 67.
Pàgbọ́ àpapọ̀ gbólóhùn.
I'll read 67 and 69, then we'll close.
Àádọ́rin ó dín mẹ́ta.
Yeah. Yes, to be born again, you must go through a process of death. Everything does. You take a grain of corn. If that corn ever expects to live again, it's got to die first. If a grain of wheat ever expects to live again, it's totally impossible. That corn, that wheat, that flour, that corn, that wheat, that flour, that tree, that grass, that vegetable, everything that expects to live again must die first. We have few farmers here. Some have vegetable gardens. And even people from Ghana, the mama is a farmer. Vegetable has seed that you go and nurse. Is that correct? Yes. And in agriculture, we learn of transportation or whatever of plants and the rest of it. Some seeds are carried by erosion, some are carried by wind, and so on and so forth. You understand that? But when you want to have a farm, you make a place. You clear it. You heap it. Then you put the seed there. That seed that you put there, if it remain that seed, if it remain in that place, after the sun and the rain are falling on it, it will remain that seed and you will not have any vegetable. But that seed that you put, when rain drop on it, it will start rotting. It's dying. Then as it's dying, then life is shooting out. You understand that?
So ye wa ba bye.
Then how are you going to escape it? You got to die first. You got to die. Die how? To yourself. Die to everything. So that you can be born again. You got to do that. If you don't die, you can never live again. Proverbs 69.
papo gbolohun mokandi ni
all right. Now, that don't mean turn a new page now, this year, this new year. You say, Brother Abraham, I've been coming here for a long time. I've been a member of the church. This new year, I'm going to turn a new page and start new. There are people that don't come to church throughout the year. December 31, you will see this place full. There is nowhere people will see that. Why do they come? They want to come and pray for New Year. If God were to be man, cane is what we use and flocks of people out. Oh yeah, come on from here. Come from here. But God is God. God is not man. Where have you been?
Nipolo wa.
I had one story one time.
Gbogbo itan kan nigba kan.
Of a pastor in the village.
Ah, ti alufa kan ni
ile. You know how they used to remind the people of the service?
Eran bo se ma ran.
There is a bell they used to ring.
Ago.
Me myself.
Ago elepo.
I do that thing before.
Ago elepo.
Go and ring the bell for the service.
Yo ma lu ganran ganran.
So each time the man ring the bell.
Gbogbo igba ti won ba lu ago yi.
The people will not come.
Awon eyan o ni wa.
Day in day out. Week in, week out, month in, month out. Then there is another bed they ring, that same bed, there's a way they ring it for burial.
Ah, I go kana, only be one man lu, that is okay, one first sequel.
So the man got there one day, and ring for burial. Before he finished, people has already been gathered. So the man look at
them.
So they were guarding.
One wole.
Who that?
One berry, talent.
Pastor, who that?
Pastor, taloku.
Pastor, who that?
Taloku.
He said, where are you people coming from?
Oni bulletin bo wa.
We are coming from home.
Lati ile la
so you are seeing those places, so, in those houses.
E si wa ni ile yin.
I thought that the people in those houses that they have died.
Mo ro pe gbogbo awon to n gbe bi awon ile yi ti ku ni.
Yeah, we have to organize their burial.
Pe ka lu ago, ka le se isiku won.
Yes. That's why I need the bell for
burial.
Because if the bell for service cannot gather people,
there
is one bell that can gather people. That is the bell for burial. That's why you always see when it is time for burial, people will come from everywhere. They will fill the place. But if it is not burial, say you want to have revival. You want to have this one. May the Lord be our help. Listen. This new year, I'm going to turn a new page and start new. That don't mean that. Not turn a new page. But actually die and be born again.
See?
Now listen close to this. You've got to feel so guilty when you stand in his presence. Whether as a smoker, whether as a drunkard, whether as a liar, whether with annoyance, whether with whatever evil spirit, that you know that God hates and is in your life. When you have the spirits and the nature that God hates in your life, you are an enmity with God. You love the word and the things of his word. When the Bible said that when this worldliness and whatsoever, it says an enmity with God. You've got to feel so guilty when you stand in his presence. Whether you go to Methodist way, the Baptist way, whatever way you go, you've got to be so guilty and feel so guilty till it will kill you. That's right. It will kill you. Your worldly life will die out there. This is how the death that Abraham has been talking about, this is how it comes. The Bible said, you reckon yourself dead. You feel guilty that you are an enemy of God. You are having an opposing spirit inside of you. The
things
that God hates, they are the things that you like. When you have that in your heart, as you stand before His word, and you accept that God is right, but I am wrong, I am guilty, what God hates is what I like. What is He has not done are the things that I keep doing, and I'm claiming to be a Christian, and I go to church every time, and I read the Bible all the time. Yeah, and I'm an enemy of God. When you feel that guilty before God, that is how that death comes. He said, till it will kill you. He said, your worldly life will die right there. You got to reckon yourself so guilty in the presence of God until your worldly life dies right there. The same question is over for you when you are standing in His presence. When you look like that, then you are sure to live. Because you die. And the only way you can live again is die first so that you can live. That is how spiritual death comes. For you to live. When you hear His word, the things that you do, the things that you admire, the things that you cherish, you find out that God hates them. And you are claiming to love God. And God hates the things that you love. How can your friendship work together? How can you be a child of God? Whether he say obey your husband, he says it's 50-50. He obey me, I obey him. If he didn't obey me, too, I will not obey him. And the prophet said, contrary to that, you are still full of yourself. If you say love your wife, say love how? Love how? What type of love?
You might
say, I'm not seeing how I show any love. So what love am I going to show to her? That is you talking. When God says love your wife, no condition to it. Yesterday, when the young man and the young woman, when they came forward here to take their vows, after they have been asked, brother Ebenezer, do you take this woman,
Deborah,
to be your lawful wedded wife, to live together in this holy state of matrimony? Do you promise to love, to cherish, to honor? Do you promise to forsake all others and cleave the only unto us as long as you both live? When I put the mic, did he say I cannot? Did he say I cannot? He said yes I will. And since the world began, that is the only language we have been hearing. Did he turn to the girl? Sister Deborah, will you have this man to be your love wedded husband, to live together in this holy state of matrimony? Do you promise to love, to honor, to cherish, in sickness, in health, or Richard of Opora? Do you promise to clip you only and forsake all others and clip unto Him only as long as you both live?
You
say, yes, I will. They have to join their hands together, which means agreement, and then they come and put it on the Bible, which is the greatest swearing under the sun. That is the greatest oath. that any mortal can take. In agreement, they put their hand on the Bible. If you see their rings are placed on the Bible. They took it from the Bible and put it on each other's hand. Then after the something, they put their hands here. And then prayer was offered for them. Anything contrary to this one, God be merciful. If that person will make heaven. There is no reason. There is no excuse. That is acceptable to God. Either party. When you fail, you have to admit that I failed. Yes. God can boost stories. We know what. God will not listen to
him.
Yes, sorry.
Yes, sir.
When you fail, you fail. If you are a stubborn wife, you have to ask God for deliverance. To deliver you from the spirit of stubbornness. Because that spirit is of the new line. It's from the line of Cain. Are you a seed of God? Repent!
Yes, sir.
This gospel. God is right. He said, let every man's word be a lie. He said, let man only be the truth. That is how to die. To your thoughts. To your opinion. Before your greatest grandfather was born, God has already put down his will. He has put his mind down. You can't struggle with him. The two of you, you are not co-pilot. You are not co-driver. No. God is the one that is absolute in everything. Every subject of his kingdom,
they
have to bow to his instruction. Yes, sorry. If this is not clear to you today, go listen to it back again and know how to die. The reason why many of us are alive, we have our way, the prophet said, mix up with the will of God. Our thoughts, our opinion, our likeness, we have mixed it with God's own word. And that is why we, and as long as that remains, you remain in your position. You can't proceed with God. To move ahead with God, you have to bow. You can't struggle his instructions with him. You can't struggle his commandment with him. Whatever he says is the final. You young men that is smelling up and down with perfume, do you have body odor? If God doesn't help you, perfume will be your idol. Yes. Until when you go out, you forgot to apply it, you will go back home. Because you get to a point that you feel incomplete without perfume. Are you bound with chains? You get to a point. You will not be able to go anywhere until you have your chain. And now they put the chain on the neck. They are now putting it in the hand. Now. And some put it on their feet. Nobody was able to ask the prophet that one. A young man yesterday, when I shook his hand, I look at the band in his hand. I know there is a medical band. No, not this one. Oh. I know there is medical band. There is medical band. Yes. Which is quantum chain.
I have one at home. It does hurt something for the body. If it was that,
so bad, yeah,
I don't have any issue. But look at it. Young man.
He
said, he even told me a lie.
He
said he forgot his wristwatch at
home. Oh, no.
The person standing here, he said his wristwatch is on the other hand. Then I check it too late. This one was there. And this one was there. The way I look at this gold that is put in his hand, it will not be less than 1 million or more than. Yes, sir. I say, how far now? He said it was a gift. I say, the person that gave it to you, male or female, he said female. If you say believers, raise up their hand. If you raise up his own hand. Is he a believer? I'm asking you a question. Such a person, is he a believer? You see how many people say no? Many of us will still give him past matter as a believer. Is he a believer? Somebody that koro like this was telling me lies. One wrong will lead to the other one.
Ikuna kan yo yori si ikuna mi. To fe dabo, to fe wawawi.
I don't know the kind of female that is giving him. I know that a sister in the mercy cannot give him that. If it was his own sibling,
to ba je awon omo iya re,
he will have said it.
Iba ti so pe awon ni.
And the way I know him,
bi mo si se mo,
I think if he, even the money of this one is added to his business that he's doing, he'll be better off.
Diyele on to fi sowo yin to ba pa ko fi si owo to fi nsowo ibasan.
I'm not going to talk from the area that is in Malim.
Ka ba te wa so irisi re pe
like Malim.
Bi awon afa wa ni.
Yes. I know you will understand that. I'm not going to talk about that one. Let's put that one aside first.
Ka ba te wa so yen, ka ba te so yen.
One day,
lojo kan,
you go and meet one sister.
Yo lo ba obirin kan.
Say I feel it.
Pe mo ni
let of what?
Kilo dari re.
And maybe the sister look at the thing on his hand.
Arabirin na wa le wo iduro re.
Since you say you feel it.
Mo te so pe mi lo dari yin.
Since you say you feel it.
Ta te so pe mi lo dari yin.
Well, if since God lead you.
Nigba t'Olorun ti dari yin.
What can I go against God's
will?
God bless you, bro. Well, that's all right.
Koburu.
We are here.
Our name.
We are here.
Our name by
no wahala.
Kosi wahala.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
May His coming gladly our hearts.
Bore, o yo okawa ni shesha.
The next time God sparing our life,
ti Olorun ba demi wa si nigba mi,
we will proceed.
I'll tesiwaju.
We still have some few things on this line.
As you know, we can dear Lori Layo.
Before we move on to adoption.
Kato lo sori isodomogan.
But you cannot be adopted.
Shuban ale isodomo.
Except you are born.
Because you pay akoko bio.
You have to be born first.
Akoko budo bio no.
Then after that adoption.
Let you know ale gba osodomo.
Then we also look at the distance between birth and the adoption.
Awa wo bo ni ibi ati isodomo se jina sira won to.
The things.
Ki la won kan na.
That is required.
Ti onilo
by God.
Ti Olorun bio to nilo
for adoption.
Fun isodomo.
Someday my walk will be over and my labor for him will be true. Oh, then I climb up the hilltop to meet him, for I don't want to miss it. Do you? No. I won't miss it for nothing. nothing, no matter what I have to go through. Oh, someday I'll lay down life's body, just life's body, and I don't want to miss it. A vision of hell.
Kò sẹ́ni tí ó rí ìran ọ̀run àpáàdì.
That want to go there.
Tí ó sì wá fẹ́ tẹ̀síwájú láti.
The reason why we are comfortable the way we are.
Ìdí tí ara ṣe tù wá.
The reason why things go on as normal.
Ìdí tí nǹkan ṣe ń lọ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni pé kò sí wàhálà.
It's because it look as if we don't believe that there is hell.
Ó ní pé ó dàbẹ́ ni pé a gbàgbọ́ pé ọ̀run àpáàdì wà.
Or
àbí.
Another demon.
Àbí ẹ̀mí èṣù kan.
Like the one that sat down on the shoulder of William Branham.
Irú eléyìí tó jókòó sí èjìká.
That was telling him.
Tó sọ fún.
Wait a little longer.
Pé dúró.
And the purpose of that demon.
Tí ẹ̀mí èṣù sì fẹ́ ṣe.
Was to make him to wait.
Ó ní kó mú kó dúró.
Until life is snapped out of him.
Títí ẹ̀mí ó fi kúrò lára rẹ̀.
And he will find himself in the lake of fire.
Tí ó fi ba ikú pàdé tí ó sì ba rẹ̀ lọ́rùn àpáàdì.
That is the spirit of procrastination.
Èyí ni ẹ̀mí máa sọ nǹkan di ọ̀la.
Yes. By and by.
Máa fi dọ́là, máa fi dọ́là.
Next time.
Nígbà míì.
That same demon came to Lois.
Ẹ̀mí kan náà ó tọ Lois wá o.
The wife of Billy Paul.
Aya Billy Paul.
When she was praying and crying for the Holy Ghost.
Nígbà tó ń gbàdúrà tó ń sọkún fún ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
Then something was coming to cool her.
Nǹkan kan wá láti tù lára.
Then she asked Brother Branham.
Ó wá bi arákùnrin Branham.
He said when he's getting to the time that I will feel fine.
Ó nígbà tí ó bá ti.
Then something will come and cool me down.
Ó bá kú díẹ̀ kí ara tù mí.
The prophet said it is that demon.
Wòlíì ní ẹ̀mí èṣù yẹn ni o.
He said he is looking at you.
Ó ń wò ó.
That you are about to get it.
Pé ó kù díẹ̀ kó gbà á.
He said cool down now.
Ó wá ń ká
kú díẹ̀ lára. Where are you rushing to?
Cool down.
You can get it tomorrow. Majority of even the people you met in church. They have not received yet. You think it's very easy to receive it like that? Cool down. That same demon.
Ẹ̀mí èṣù kan náà.
Is in this audience.
Òun ló wà nínú ìpéjọpọ̀ yìí.
This morning stroke afternoon.
Láàárọ̀ mọ́sàn yìí.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Kọ́kọ́ máa wá ìjọba Ọlọ́run.
And his righteousness.
Àti òdodo rẹ̀.
Oh, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Ìgbà ó fi kún fún ọ.
Oh, hallelujah.
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 Oh, man shall not live.
Ènìyàn kí ó wà.
By bread alone.
Nípa àkàrà nìkan.
But by
bí kò ṣe.
Reward.
pa gbogbo oro Olorun.
All that proceeded from the mouth of God. Yes,
alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. And it shall be given unto you.
Bere, I'll see before.
Seek and ye shall find.
Wakiri, iwo yo si ri.
And knock, and it shall be open.
Kanku, I'll see she still there for.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about this for 1 minute and ask yourself this question.
Ro nipa iwasu yi fun iseju kan o si pe ra re ni ibere.
Who am I?
Ta ni emi se?
What are the things I love?
Ki la won ti mo feran?
What are my habits?
Ki ni awon iwasi mi?
Are they in line with God's word?
Se won wa ni ibamu pelu oro Olorun?
The things I love.
I want to move on.
Are they the things that God loves?
Share. I want to learn from
them. Or they are the things that He hates.
Abi, I want to learn from them.
What spirit is inside of me?
Emi wo lo wa ninu mi.
The life of cancer will more cancer.
Iye ti emi yo mu.
The life of tumor will more tumor.
Iye ti ewo yo mu ewo jade.
Whatever are those things that manifest in you on daily basis?
Awon nkan to fara han ninu aye re lojojumo.
There is a spirit molding them.
Emi kan wa ti mu won jade.
Are they God's spirit?
Se emi Olorun ni won.
If they are not.
Si won yi ba se emi Olorun.
Do you feel comfortable hearing that you love the things that God hates?
Se ara wa tu o lati ma gbo pe o ko ri o feran won to Olorun ko ri.
Or there is a deep hatred in your heart.
Abi inu ni bi ni kan wa ninu
oko. Towards the spirit that is making you to love those things.
Si emi na ti mu ko feran won to Olorun ko ri ra.
Until that happens.
Titi tele yo fi se.
And it break you down. Then you are still alive. And you cannot be born again. But when you feel guilty in the presence of God, and this is break you down, you know that you are at loggerhead with God, and there is need for you to surrender unto God, that the Lord will have His way in your life. You heal yourself unto Him, that henceforth, I want to do His will. I want to follow His instruction. I want to follow His commandment. I don't want to follow my own mind. I don't want to do my own will. I want the will of God to be done in my life. That is the time that Jehovah can inhabit you and make you to bring forth His praise. While we have our heads bowed and our hearts are bowed
up,
in a solemn moment.
Oje akoko owo akoko eru.
Is there someone somewhere?
Nje nikan wa nibi kan.
I'm not having asking for a chorus request. That everybody must lift up their hands. Just somebody. Somebody somewhere. That God touches his or her. And want God to help him. And want God to help her. And desire the mercy of God. Let's all just lift up their hands unto God. As a pastor, pray for the church.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto thee again at this hour for the opportunity that you have given unto us to come to this sanctuary, O God, this morning to sit at thy feet. The prophet has taught us that when we come to your house, the very reason and the purpose why we should come. He said, we do not come to show our new clothing. So we shouldn't come just for fellowshipping with each other's sake, which is part of it. He said, but the major thing is that we come to check up with our soul salvation. Lord, your word has gone forth in simplicity and the truth of it. Master, at the ending of the preaching, the altar, some of your children are here. Answer raised up everywhere. Which means, oh God, there is conviction in the hearts of the people. There is desire, there is needs, there is request in the hearts of the people that they are bringing before you. We can see one raise their hands, which is not even necessary for one to see. We can see people come to the altar. You are the only one that know what is in the heart of everyone.
Yes.
What those needs are. Thou knowest, O God,
yes,
Father. Heavenly Father, meet with everyone Amen. According to their requests.
Yes.
Meet with everyone according to their needs.
Amen.
Meet with everyone according to their heart desires.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are praying, O God, that this is required, this requirement that they have, this desire that they have, this request that they have, that we are praying over, may they turn to testimonies, Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
yes.
Christ. Thank you, Father, for your servant that you have sent to us in this age,
yes.
That you have put in such a position that he can make the scripture, Lord, plainer than ever before,
yes.
According to what you are giving unto him.
Yes.
For you set him for that purpose, O God.
Yes.
We are praying, Father, as the message has gone forth, Heavenly Father, may he not enter through what here come out from the other.
Yes.
May it settled in our heart, Lord.
Yes.
May the hunger and desire be there for us, O God, to live by every iota of your word.
Yes.
Grant unto us the ability to do it.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Blessed be thy holy name.
Amen.
Replenish your servant that you have made use of to bring your word unto us. The virtue that left him, O God, may you recall him, Lord. Thank you, our Master.
Yes.
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Yes, sir. The Lord bless you.
Que lo abuko for you.
We'll be seated by 2:00.
Aw pada joko ni ago meji.
And want to once again appreciate this blessing and Ola Ebenezer Ashunk for coming.
Aleko si afe moriri arabirin blessing ati arakunrin Ebenezer Ashun.
After the service, they'll be going to Lagos with Sister Adetiji.
Leyin isin aro yi won ma lo si Eko pada pelu arabirin Adetiji.
And they will still be in Lagos for some time before going back to Ghana.
Won si wa nilu Eko fun akoko die kan to ma pada si Ghana.
May the Lord be with you.
Ki Olorun ko wa pelu yin.
And we don't know who comes to each other next. Whether you are the one that will come this way.
Boya yin let wa see him.
Or will come that way.
Abia wala wa si Ghana.
Because I asked one of them when are we said soon.
Mo bi kan lo won pe igba wo ni yo je oni laipe.
So we trust that soon will be soonest.
Mo gbagbo wi pe aipe na ko ni pe.
Yeah. As for Ebenezer,
with Ebenezer.
He told me that when next he come,
that
he doesn't have need of me. It's him now and Joshua that had dealings.
Oh no, at Joshua, look at him, Majo, Rekaki, why?
No, wala.
Kusi wala.
Make me do your.
Or not his chief.
God bless you.
Amen.
So, the Lord be with you.
You
know, we'll still be communicating until you travel back.
So
when you travel back, we can also always communicate.
Ego leyin te ba lo na a se le tun ma soro latori ero.
Mama Johnny Messis.
Mama ki Olorun fun yin ani irin ajo.
God be with you till we meet again.
Ki Oluwa buku fun gbogbo wa o.
All that are traveling, may the Lord bless you and
be with you. Ogbe yin te fe rin ajo. Olorun ko wa pelu yin o. God bless you.
Sister Simeon went back yesterday. All right. God bless you. Shall rise.
Whenever
David is going, God be with you also.
915. Mm.
Psalm
115.
Wonderful story of love.
I don't think we know that song.
Mi ro pe amo orin yi.
I don't think. Maybe the people that used to know it, they are not around.
Abi awon to mo won si laarin wa.
Because the voices I'm hearing is not up to one quarter of the audience.
Awon o ti mo gbo ko to ida kan ninu merin awata wa bi bayi.
Oh, is the message offensive?
Abi se abinu sori iwasu yi ni. Se iwasu yi so munu bi wa ni.
Brother Paul said, have I become your enemy because I told you the truth?
Arakunrin Paul ni abi mo ti di ota yin lati pe mo waasu to fun yin ni.
Let's take it once again.
E je ka tumu o.
Oh, wonderful story of love. Before us, singing the rapturous